This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Jason Mackey, and it's the Bradenton Bucko Breakdown, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Check them out for all your custom apparel needs. Good morning, Jason. What's up?
What's going on, Adam? How are you? You're charged up.
I am charged up, man. I'm ready for some real baseball coming up on Thursday. You've been watching real baseball now for, 6 weeks? Are you back up here or no?
No, still in Florida, brother. I got a week to go. I go to Miami tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't been watching real baseball. I've been watching the fake stuff. I'm with you. I'm tired of it. I want to see the real thing.
Jason, I'm so jealous. You know, you posted a picture, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and you had a grouper, you had mahi, you had a french fries, you had hush puppies, and you're sitting on a dock or a pier or whatever. And I was like, look at this guy. I cannot believe. Like, I would do anything to be there eating with Jason, some grouper down in Florida right now.
Well, Dora, the invitation is always there, although I'm leaving, so I guess that's a terrible invitation. it is awesome. It's simultaneously my favorite and least favorite time of the year, because I'm doing that. I am away from my wife and kids for 7 weeks. I become a full-time resident of another state, but I eat extremely well, and I love this area. So, yeah, I guess I make people a little bit jealous in that way, but every time you get to see your children, they could be that way, too.
I used to be embedded with the Steelers during Steelers training camp. And I think it was good for my marriage, because me being away for 5 weeks, my wife actually missed me. But whenever I was about to leave and go to St. Vincent College, it was like, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. I think it was good for me.
Dude, I could talk for a long time. You could have my wife on the show to talk about that dynamic. I mean, you know, I'm on the road all the time, and our life is calibrated toward it. And I'm going to be a columnist, and I'm not going to be traveling as much, and I'm not sure how excited Abby is about that. But we're going to find out.
Jason Mackey with us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, Jason, how would you round out this Pirates rotation? Give us 1 through 5 in your mind who it should be, and – does that match up with what you think the Pirates will do?
All right. So, I mean, the first three are easy. Mitch Keller, Martin Perez, Marco Gonzalez, however you want to stack them out. And I do think it will be, and it should be, Jarrett Jones. He's been the story of camp. He's been so good. We're going to find out today, by the way, for sure, if he's on there. But I do expect him to be on there. And then beyond that, I do think that fifth spot is going to be rotational a little bit. They might rotate some guys there between the bullpen, Indy, whatever. But the start, I expect it to be Luis Ortiz. He's pitched the best out of the rest of those guys. Rowanzi's in the bullpen. Bailey Falter has not been good. Quinn Priester would be a candidate, but Ortiz has pitched better than him.
Jason, do you... I thought it got cut off.
That was a Zeiss moment there.
I thought he dropped.
You're over there biting your fingernails.
I was thinking, I was listening to what he was saying, but then I thought he dropped off. That's my bad. Sorry about that, Jason. Do you think that we're going to get the best version of Jarrett Triolo now that he's focused on one position at second base? Or do you think he's best suited as a utility player? Like, some guys, they need a change of scenery week in and week out, and... you've seen in all sports how guys will switch positions and that's their best version. But now that he's focused on second base, will we get the best Jarrett Triolo that we've seen in the past 2-3 years?
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about that, Doran, and I really like the whole bouncing around thing for him, and I'm surprised they didn't go that route. I don't think it's going to affect his productivity. I like Triolo so much. I respect how he goes about his business, and you know, you say somebody's a baseball player, and it sounds cliche, but it's true with him. Like, he's just real slow, steady heartbeat, doesn't get too worked up over much, can pretty much handle anywhere you put him. To me, the driver with Triolo and why he's going to be in their lineup every day has been the bat. And we saw it really improve in September and October last year. It's been that same thing all through spring. And he's, you know, he takes a professional at bat. He doesn't waste swings. He's found power. So whether it's second base or bouncing around to some other positions, I mean, maybe they still do some of that. I just don't see either one of it, you know, one of them affecting him too much. Although, yes, like you're saying, Doran, I kind of like that. It's something he can do that other people just can't do, and I'm surprised they're not taking more advantage of it.
Jason, do you feel like O'Neill Cruz is best suited as a leadoff or elsewhere?
So I love him at leadoff. I don't have an issue there at all. And for whatever reason, I don't know if somebody's like writing about this, talking about this somewhere else. There's like, I don't know why he's not hitting third. I don't know why he's not hitting fourth. With his swing, like, I get that, but if you look, like, I would bat him lead off every single game he's in the lineup, but I wouldn't think twice about it. Look at Ronald Acuna Jr. Look at Mookie Betts. It's a trend around baseball. The other thing is O'Neill really likes it. And not like my players should dictate the lineup, but I'm going to take it into account. I'm going to put guys in position to succeed. I'm going to put them to some degree where they're comfortable. He loves it. He loves it, being able to affect the game right from the jump. And the same thing with Acuna and Betts. And you know, you see star players doing this. So I'm batting them leadoff. I have no issue with it. I don't understand really what the gripe is. I like their lineup. You know, him, Reynolds, Hayes, Sawinski, if there's a right-hander in there, you get a little bit funkier if there's a lefty. But I'm starting every game with Cruz.
We were talking about the rotation a moment ago, Jason. What's the plan for Domingo Germán? When could he realistically get into the majors?
Not for a little bit. He's going to start with Indianapolis. He has not pitched in any spring training games. I doubt he pitches today. Watching him throw a bullpen yesterday. I mean, there's a lot of work for them to do. There's a lot of work for Germán to do. And in this way, I kind of agree with how the Pirates approached it. I mean, I didn't hear too much blowback on this. I mean, I'd certainly understand if somebody didn't like it and was just morally opposed to it. There's obviously baggage there. But the Pirates didn't promise him anything for a reason. And he needs to go in the minor leagues and prove he can pitch. He also needs to go in the minor leagues and prove he can just live. And, you know, I'm not qualified to speak on addiction or anything like that, but I'm just saying from their perspective, you know, that he needs to show that what he did in rehab this offseason has stuck. The changes he's made in his personal life are happening and are sticking. So I think they just want to see a greater sample size with all things. And if he goes to Indianapolis and pitches down there until May, I mean, that's not a problem at all. I mean, you know, I would think that's bare minimum at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
J. Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. A bullpen seems to be taking on water here, Jason, and it was at least thought of maybe as the strength of this club. So what's the latest on Colin Holderman? There was a weird velocity thing going on with Chapman. I see Carmen Majolinski. He might start the year on the IL. So scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are we about this bullpen?
4, maybe. It's weird. David Bednar missed a lot of spring, too. He's back. I mean, he's looked just like David Bednar, and, you know, I'm not really concerned about that. But, yeah, there's some 4 out of their 5 top guys has had some weird stuff in the past couple of days. So I worked on the list. Holderman had this weird flu bug. Couple guys in the clubhouse have had it. Nobody has had it as bad as Holderman, though. He lost like 15 pounds. He's in the hospital. He's going to start on the IL. I don't worry about him long term. I just worry about him to start the season. Majinski threw a bullpen yesterday as well. So, I mean, again, the first 15 days are going to be a little bit hairy, but beyond that, I think they should be okay. I don't know what to make of Chapman. I mean, he threw one pitch that it was a weird situation where Henry Davis called timeout, wasn't granted timeout. I think Chapman literally just didn't want to kill him and eased up, and then it got weird. The velocity came back by the end of the inning. So I think there's an argument to be made that a lot of this stuff can be swept under the rug. At the same time, we're looking at, you know, five situations where they lost guys, and Dari Moretta's another one that, you know, they lose him to TJ. So you can't just ignore it.
Jason, do you anticipate this being Henry Davis's job to lose, or whenever Grandal is healthy, will he be thrusted into the lineup and Henry Davis moved down or become a backup again?
Yeah, no, I don't see that, Doran. I don't. Henry Davis is on this team. He's going to be your opening day catcher. He's deserved it. I don't think he's suddenly going to turn into a pumpkin. You know, he's suddenly not going to like be able to catch or, you know, not hit or something. I think it's his job to lose. I don't think he's going to lose it. I worry that Grandal is going to turn into like a Lonnie Chisenhall and Harleen Garcia wow. situation for the Pirates. Like it's not great. We should get some injury news today. We're going to be talking to Todd Tomczyk, but you know, you're telling me the guy can catch and he can hit, but he can't run. I mean, if he can't run, you can't put him into the game, but that's a very weird needle to thread. In any case, you know, Henry's the future of this team. It being around these guys, like it's so obvious how much of a leader Henry is for the younger group and how much they gravitate toward him. The production is matched. I just let the kid catch, just let the kid catch. And that's what they're doing.
Which former Pirate catcher most resembles a pumpkin, and why is it Ryan Domet?
Wow, he really does resemble a pumpkin.
Yeah. You get the orangish right. kind of hair. All right, yeah. Mackie, this was very good, man. Thank you so much. Enjoy your grouper. Have fun in Miami, which I guess is a little bit different than Bradenton from what I understand.
Yeah, you won't see me posting as many pictures from going out and about in Miami. Not one of my favorite places. But thank you, guys. Have a
see
good
you,
one.
Buddy. He'll be at the Clevelander. He'll be partying his face off.
Yeah, he'll bet live.
I'm sorry I called you out like that.
I thought he dropped off. I was like waiting. I was like, oh. No, I'm glad you did, because I would have let it ride.
You were waiting for him to keep at it.
Yeah. That was odd.
That's spring training for you.
All right.
Middle of the season, all-star break, fall.
That was an abrupt cutoff.
It was. I blame him, not you, though you were biting your nails.
Yeah, well, I always do.
You do always do that. You and Malzi.
Yeah.
Big nail biter. There's nails underneath your chair, by the way. You ever look down there, seen that?
No, there's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!